Expert 11 here, bringing to you another podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. What is in store for the listener? Well, I have the pleasure of recording my thoughts on China's approach to Africa as a response to the discussion on the Above Politics show concerning the economic futures of China and the USA. What is happening reminds me of the scramble for Africa. That is when the colonial powers were all after their own slice of the continent. I also hold the belief that Africa will become a corrupt and poorer version of what Asia is today. Before I go any further, it is worth pointing out an incident that highlights the extent of corruption in Africa. Gold that was stored in Ethiopia's National Bank has proven to be fake. Ethiopia's National Bank is a version of the Reserve Bank. The fraud was only discovered when a South African bank cottoned on that the gold they had purchased was fake. Subsequently, additional gold in Ethiopia's National Bank is found to be fake, and arrests have been made. The amount of foreign aid China gives to Africa is smaller than what the US and European-backed World Bank offers. But just hang on a minute, if China is pouring less money into deepest, darkest Africa, why should anyone care or be concerned? Well, unlike, say, the World Bank, the money China doles out comes with no strings attached. China doesn't expect better governance in return for aid. Along with this aid, Chinese diplomats follow, as does the removal of any support for Taiwan. China is funding anything from the construction of oil pipelines to rail lines. China gives military aid to the likes of Zimbabwe and countries that lack natural resources. China's motives are simple. In an age where we face higher fuel and food costs, this is simply a natural resource grab. When the West finally gets around to getting its slice of the pie, it will be too late. China will have access to lower cost natural resources than the rest of the world and political allies whose militaries have been armed with Chinese military hardware. It remains to be seen if China will have enough clean drinking water or a manageable country environmentally wise to take advantage of the political and economic leverage they are gaining. Should China be able to take advantage of the leverage they have gained, it could well be what propels them to the crown of being the world's biggest and most powerful economy. I do acknowledge that Africa is made up of many different ethnic groups and cultures. The things that the continent shares is rampant corruption, arms, and AIDS. So this is the end of my rambling reply to Above Politics Show 7. If you have bought gold as an insurance policy, you can have it authenticated while you listen to the next Above Politics Show. You have been with Expert 11, and you're on AboveTopSecret.com.